It's knowing that you're looking back that's really
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Record day for all three major indexes on Wall Street, including the S&P, which closed above 5,300 for the first time ever. Bank rates, Mark Hamrick, credits easing inflation.
We get an as-expected consumer price index report that did not contain a nasty surprise. People are beginning to think, well, maybe we do get an interest rate cut as early as September of this year. That's if inflation data continues to come in at an as expected or even better level.
We should get our idea at the Fed's next meeting next month. Presidential debates are shaping up between President Biden and former President Trump. CBS's Linda Kenyon's in Washington.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
One in June and one in September.
So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays are days off from Trump's hush money trial. On Truth Social, Trump posted, "I am ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe." He recommended more than two debates and said, "Let's get ready to rumble."
Meantime, intelligence officials say they are watching foreign countries that could threaten our election. National Intelligence Director Avril Haines.
Protecting our democratic processes from foreign influence or interference is an absolute priority.
But Russia, China, and Iran remain significant threats this year. This comes as Russia's president arrives in China for a state visit. In Slovakia, the prime minister was rushed to the hospital today after getting shot at a political event. This witness spoke through a translator.
I heard three shots. It was quick, one by one, like if you throw firecrackers on the ground. I saw a scratch on the prime minister's head, and then he fell next to the barrier.
A suspect is in custody. A former worker just admitted to stealing millions of dollars in Masters memorabilia from Augusta National.
Federal prosecutors say the 39-year-old made about $5 million in online sales from the items that included one of Arnold Palmer's green jackets. The thefts went on for some 10 years. Globinski faces up to 10 years in prison, but will likely get about 2 years behind bars under sentencing guidelines. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2024, you are sitting at the edge of the rest of your lives.
And still no comment from the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs about kicker Harrison Butker's commencement speech at Benedictine College. He railed against abortion, IVF, and the LGBTQ community while telling women there that their most important title is homemaker. Butker's getting a ton of backlash for it now on social media. That speech, by the way, went on for nearly 20 minutes last weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs.
Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is still mass disarray at Ascension. The hospital group is the victim of a ransomware attack that's disturbing almost every aspect of their operations. A staff member at a Racine school is accused of sexually assaulting two students earlier this year. 36-year-old Jamil Sanders has been charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated sexual assault of a child. Racine will buy you a camera if you agree to let the cops look at the footage if they want. The city of Racine is launching what's called a community camera program and offering reimbursements of up to $150 for homeowners and $250 for businesses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or when news breaks, or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The ball game started out tight. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. Sal Frelick comes to the plate, lays down a bunt.
Got a guy on first, and obviously the score was, nobody hadn't scored yet. So I thought, you know, him falling off the base there to third would be a good opportunity for me to try to get on base there. And I thought that was the best play there, and glad it worked out.
Later, Frelick would be one of five Brewers with home runs today. Churio, 441 feet. Ortiz, Contreras, Sanchez. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Pirates 2. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
I like this team a lot. I just love the guys. You know, I don't know how good we are, but I'm not worried about comparing us. I'm just worried about guys are not coasting.
Next, the Brewers head on a three-city road trip, their longest of the season. NFL. Schedules coming out. The Packers learning they're playing on Thanksgiving for a second year in a row. This time, though, in Green Bay in prime time against the Miami Dolphins. From AmFam Field with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of rain late. Lows upper 40s to near 50. And more clouds around for tomorrow with showers and even a few thunderstorms. High in the middle 60s. Sunshine returns as we look into Friday, a high around 70. Right now it's 58.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. There's Simon and Garfunkel. You know, if you are enjoying WRJN's local news and timeless hits, you can tell your favorite business that they could benefit from advertising right here on WRJN. There's a program to fit every budget, and our audience continues to grow. Have them go to WRJN.com and click on the advertise button. Rich or Daryl from our marketing department will get back with them right away. Here's CCR on WRJN.
Tournament, local news, and timeless hits.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. How you doing this afternoon? It's Kurt Vollman, and Stuart J. Waddles just poked his head in the studio here. How you doing, Stuart?
As I'm known to do.
So we're just kind of getting to know each other a little bit, right? We've only been working together here a few days, but as I was preparing to return to this gig, I stopped in, I don't know, was it a week and a half ago or so, and you and I were kind of chatting in your office a little bit, and we were talking about social media and how, I think at the time it was the Kenosha Police Department posted dash cam video on online of a car chase that they had.
Yeah.
There was a reported stolen vehicle, and the Kenosha police were in hot pursuit, and they had their dash cam video on, and they posted this whole thing online. And my comment to you at the time was, first of all, exciting video. But second of all, how professional they were.
Extremely professional. And what I like about it in my business is how quick about it they were. I think it was the day after it happened. They put this body camera footage out, which it's great for telling a story. And that's kind of, you know, that's what we're going for here. So they let that information get out. And again, like you say, they're very professional on how they go about dealing with this as you're feeling the adrenaline watching it.
Yes.
Just imagine being them.
Oh, I can't even imagine. They were going down the city streets of Kenosha at probably 60 plus miles an hour. And then they got onto Sheridan Road and they were doing like 90 plus. They put those, what do you call those spikes? Those
spike strips.
Spike strips out. They slowed the car down. They eventually got the car stopped and got their guy, I guess. But
Spike strips get a little tricky because they use them a lot, but it doesn't always end quickly after that. They're running on rims and sparking for a while.
Yeah, this one ended pretty quickly
after the hit. Yeah.
Yeah. But the whole time that he was chasing this stolen vehicle, you could hear the officer talking on the radio and coordinating with the other cars that were in the area. And I was just watching this and thinking, these guys know what they're doing.
Right, and I always like to think about that person back at dispatch, too, that doesn't get a lot of the praise that's coordinating that what's going on in the field. I mean, it's a lot of moving parts there.
Well, kudos to the Kenosha Police Department for handling that, and I'm glad they got their guy, and glad they did it safely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stuart will keep us up to date on local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy Eight Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy Eight Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy Eight Collectibles. We collect everything.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Lord, for the nighttime.
Lord, for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
Forget the day.
They are up on tight time.
Up on tight time.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, for the nighttime.
It's a time to groove.
Oh, time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord, for the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
To forget the day.
Day
of up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
Neil Diamond on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, if you are looking for thoughtful talk radio without all the yelling, you can find the Civic Media Talk Shows on air at 540 AM WAUK. That's our sister station. You can find Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Albaugh, and Maggie Dunn. Discuss the state and local issues and welcome all sides. That's on 540 AM or anytime on the Civic Media app. News and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, when you look to the west and see the sky looking ominous, you can rely on WRJN to keep you covered on any severe weather headed our way. We're part of the Severe Studios Weather Network with meteorologists on staff to give you a heads up when you need it. It's part of the local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No foul play is suspected in that fire in Racine Tuesday night. The Racine Fire Department was called to a fully involved house fire on Holland Avenue. They initially got a call about heavy black smoke and possible children trapped inside the single-family two-story residence. Despite initial concerns of people trapped, no one was in the home and no injuries were reported. The Red Cross is helping a family of seven. The Racine Fire Department is investigating the cause of that fire. Officials in Racine are taking a unique approach to community safety. They've launched the Community Camera Program, which offers reimbursements for the installation of security cameras. Participants in the program can manage their own footage. However, in the interest of supporting criminal investigations, they must be prepared to share that footage with the police. Funding is provided through the American Rescue Plan Act. If you want to get knowledge about Narcan, there's an upcoming opportunity in Kenosha. Kenosha County Public Health is offering free Narcan training sessions at the Hope Hub Community Center. The trainings will take place on four dates, this Friday and two in the future. There will be talk about Narcan, getting fentanyl test kits, and insight about community resources. The effort is aimed at saving lives using that life-saving drug. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of rain late. Lows upper 40s to near 50. And more clouds around for tomorrow with showers and even a few thunderstorms. High in the middle 60s. Sunshine returns as we look into Friday, a high around 70. Right now it's 58.
I went garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you yourself.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I hope you enjoyed listening to Milwaukee Brewers baseball earlier this afternoon. Next game is coming up Friday night. They take tomorrow off. I'm Kurt Coleman. Here's Donovan. This is Sunshine Superman on WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, baby, it never ends.
It's Betty Everett and the Shoop Shoop song. That's the original. You know, Cher had a big hit with that song, but give me the original any day. That's what I say. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells on WRJN.
Feel alright.
love that. It's the Grassroots and Midnight Confessions on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know how in downtown Racine every year they have a big art project? You can walk around downtown and see, oh, I think one year it was dogs and one year it was lighthouses and one year it was big chairs, that sort of thing. Well, Don Rosen had a chance recently to speak with Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation about this year's event.
Hey, we're really ramping up our public art. We're in our 21st year. We're one of the only downtowns in the nation that has been able to pull off a public art project consecutively because of our awesome community sponsors. But this year we are doing butterflies. And so it's going to be really fun. I think it's fun for kids, but it's also fun for the adults. And we've got 26, I'm talking, amazing artists. We had so many.
Is this when you put them outside in front of the stores?
Exactly.
I have the lighthouse at my house.
Sure. Yeah, if we've done dogs,
yeah,
cats.
I bought the lighthouse. Yeah.
Lighthouses, bird baths, birds, I mean, benches, rocking chairs. Last year we did I Love Racine and the word love throughout downtown. We did bistro tables. But this year the butterfly wings are really great. They're metal. We actually partnered with Gateway Technical students, and they made they welded all the bases, their welding class. So that was really fun. And the artists are starting to submit their, you know, in progress. But on the June 1st Fridays, we are going to be unveiling all of those. So June 7th, first Fridays, definitely mark your calendar.
I love those. I love when you drive by and you see them all. Mm-hmm.
All right, that is the Don Rosen Morning Show. It's Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. You can listen to Don every weekday morning from 6 till 9 right here on WRJN.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym. It's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at BlueRiverCrossFit.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This
is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden trolled Donald Trump today to finally get him on a debate stage.
I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays are breaks from Trump's criminal trial in New York, but CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us the former president did respond on social media.
June and September, I'm good with those. I would strongly recommend more than two debates, and for excitement purposes, a very large venue, although Biden is supposedly afraid of crowds. That's only because he doesn't get them. Just tell me when, I'll be there. Let's get ready to rumble.
The proposed format includes no audience and the option to cut off microphones. Trump